Yes, indeed. Well, we're looking at a situation whereby a senior research officer with the SRI has said nobody can say for certain that power blackouts can be avoided this winter, adding that if there is to be interruptions to demand, they will certainly happen at peak times. Dr. Murren Lynch said supply in the system has been the tightest it has been for quite some while. Well, lots of you have been commenting to us and getting in touch with us this week in relation to this situation. We've done a number of different pieces about where we stand in terms of renewables, the need for gas, the need for preparations to be done. Eamon Ryan, the leader of the Green Party and the Minister for the Environment, has been called into a climate action committee, or the climate action committee of Dáil Éireann next week. The Oireachtas Committee, I should say, of them next week to explain what the situation is alongside Airgrid and other players on the market with regards to what will happen this winter. Well, on the comment line this morning, I've got Sean Ruan, who's in Killarney. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, you contacted us this morning this week in relation to, I suppose, what you're hearing and what you're concerned about ahead of the winter. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. I don't want to create a scare, but at the same time, no one seems to care or be responsible about the possibility of power cuts. There certainly is doubt, there certainly is certainty, I should say there's a lack of certainty that we will be we will go safely through. Now, the government, RTE, and the media have been particularly silent, as has the opposition there, about this issue. The former executive of the ESB and one MP are among the few showing concern. Other countries have reserves, but not Ireland. They are increasing reserves, but not Ireland. We cannot be solely dependent on Britain. Minister Ryan and the Greens are stopping Shannon Estuary from building gas terminal. And that was originally proposed 20 years ago. So much for Irish politicians.
How concerned are you, Sean, about what might happen? And I know you're saying you don't want to cause a scare, and neither do we, but there is no getting away from the fact that there are more concerns about this year than there have been for years in relation to our electricity supply grid. And like you said, we don't have any capacity to store gas in this country, unlike any other country in Europe.
Correct. That is so. Look, I mean, it's really and truly a question that we have to show that we are doing all possible, both in two ways, to make supplies, and possible to try and improve the supply situation any way we possibly can. I'm just giving one example, and I haven't got a list of ways to do these things, but I'm just giving one example. We have gas capacity in the cod field. For instance, could we up the actual amount of gas produced there on temporary basis? I'm sure there are different ways of dealing with the situation, apart altogether from the area of trying to save on energy as much as possible.
Do you think, Sean, that we're not showing the immediate action needed, or our politicians aren't? The fire brigade action that we think is needed for this winter coming?
Yeah, there's no sign. There's no sign of it. You see, that is what is a concern. In too many areas, we have situations that need attention, but at the same time, we're prepared to stand and do nothing, you know. And the idea of doing nothing is just unacceptable. We have to be given some confidence that everything has been done to deal with the situation, and that's about it.
Do you believe the politicians then when they say, look, we don't think there will be blackouts? we're not, you know, we feel they won't be. Despite what the SRI experts said this morning, there's no way of guaranteeing that there won't be blackouts in the winter.
Yes. Well, the politicians have been pretty silent on the area, as far as I can make out. They're kicking for touch, and they aren't unduly concerned, it appears, nor do they seem to want to get involved, because as I say, there's only one major politician, an MEP, Billy Kelleher, absolutely. He was one of the few who came out and did show concern. So I mean, for society to go on and on in a way where this is not given full and proper consideration in proportion to the possible damage it can do, it's unbelievable, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to leave it there. We are out of time, but I understand your concern. And look, thanks for getting in touch with us and giving us your view on the current situation and how you feel it's not being dealt with. So thanks a million for that. That's Sean Ruan there on the line.
Thank you, Jerry.